on Jazz FM. This is the Business Breakfast.
22 minutes past six. Companies based in properties owned by Network Rail are protesting about the sale of them to the private sector, which we announced on the programme yesterday, for £1.5 billion. The public rail body is the country's biggest small business landlord with 7,500 tenants, but it says the deal is raising money for upgrades. Well, one railway arch holds Clapham North MOT, a garage set up by former D-Day soldier, cabbie and racing car champion Ronnie Grant in 1960. His son George now runs the firm and is part of the Guardians of the Arches opposing the sale. He joins me now. Very good morning to you, George.
Morning, Michael.
The weird thing is, I think you did an MOT on my Mini in the early 1970s. I used to live in Clapham North, but that's another story. How interesting! Nice one. How interesting is life? Now you wanted some consultation on this, and you didn't get any. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the way in which the government and Network Rail have gone about this has been completely shoddy. I mean, they've been completely untransparent. They've not let the tenants know about exactly what's been going on. And,
you wrote to the Transport Minister, didn't you, basically?
Yeah, we did. Not only did we wrote to Chris Grayling, we wrote to the Transport Minister, Joe Johnson, and frankly, I looked in his eyes. He promised us that he would take on board exactly what we said. He promised us that he would... We provided a letter with very, very detailed information about what it was that we were looking for, what the ask was. He's ignored it.
What did you say to him, apart from your needing to do a business, which you do? What is special about Railway Arches business in general?
Well, what we asked him was, stop the sale. You're making a big mistake. This is the biggest heist this century. You know, the fact that Blackstone have bought a property portfolio, as a tenant for $1.5 billion, is an absolute drop in the ocean, Michael. It's an absolute disgrace, and this government and Network Rail should be completely ashamed of themselves the way they've gone about doing this.
Department of Transport says all agreements will be honoured, and Blackstone have said they will work with tenants when the sale goes through. You say that won't happen?
It won't happen, of course not. I mean, you've only got to look at history and the past experience of people like these types of organisations. These are the most extraordinary asset strippers that you've ever likely to come across. They are only interested in one thing, and that is to generate huge income for a very small part of the people that they represent.
What's your next move? Because it looks like you're going to have quite a battle about this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the story has just gone ballistic. So I know how fantastic the British public is. They'll see this for what it is. It's a complete shambles. We will carry on doing MOTs, and anybody who wants to do an MOT will come, and I hope you come back. We have got a fantastic bunch of, we created this Guardians of the Arches, which we've got literally thousands of people now that have written and signed the letter to the Transport Minister. We've got a huge following from the from other arch tenants throughout the UK, and it's just been phenomenal. So, I believe that we've got we're on the right side,
under the right tracks, as it were.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right, George Grant. Thanks very much indeed, George Grant, there, proprietor of Clapham North MOT Railway Arch Garage and representative of the Guardians of the Arches. The buyer Blackstone declined our invitation for an interview, and the Department of Transport also declined, providing a statement saying that new owners are committed to work with the tenants, as I said when I was interviewing George Grant just then.